Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
All right, all right, already. It's time for Coffee with Kane. And we've got a special guest today that is a social media influencer. And when I say that, I don't mean Dave Cater and I don't mean Mr. Kane. We've got a special guest. I'm going to try to call him right now, see if we can't get him on the phone. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Will. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am super excited to get to talk to a an influencer on TikTok. I find
it's very interesting.
It is interesting, isn't it? So we're talking with Will Booher. Is it Booher?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Will Booher.
Will Booher, and you are from Arkansas, right?
Yes, ma'am. We're from right outside of Fort Smith in Arkansas.
Our neighboring state to Missouri. And you, how long have you been on TikTok?
I think now it's going to be right over 3 years now, somewhere in there, 2.5 years. It's been almost 3 years, I think, now.
So was it the pandemic that drove you to it, or was it boredom, or were you just thinking, you know, that sounds fun, I'd like to do that?
A little bit of all three, honestly. I can tell you real quick. I remember the day that I started Just a Motivating Dad, the page that is, the TikTok page. I was going down to a local, place here to have, a procedure done on myself. And I was just in the parking lot because of COVID. We couldn't go sit in the waiting room. So I'm sitting in my car in the parking lot, just kind of waiting to go in. And, a lot of negativity had been on the internet. Mm-hmm. Everything was negative. Mm-hmm. Everything on TikTok was. And I just said, I posted my very first video, and in the video I said, I'm making a page where it's just going to be all positive and fun. And I just decided I'll try it.
You have to know, the name of my show is The Morning Go with Audra Kane. And I, during the pandemic, I used features like Some Good News, and I had these, you know, positivity cards that I would read every day, trying to uplift. I wanted to uplift. I did not want to be the negative Nelly in people's ear while they were riding in their car. I wanted to give them good news. And so I can totally relate to your desire. And I think that's probably why I found you on TikTok to begin with, because I've been following you for quite some time. And so the algorithm sent you to me because you were sending out a positive message. And so I'm curious to know it. Well, I don't know how many followers you have. I didn't look at that to see how many followers. I know it's more than me.
Right now it's 709,000.
709,000. Do you have people that reach out to you and say, I really appreciate your messaging?
Yeah. Thank you for the question. First of all, I really appreciate it because that's the whole reason I wanted to kind of start Just a Motivating Dad, right? Everything you said, there's negativity everywhere. The news is negative. Everything's negative. And there just wasn't a lot of light being shined on positive things. And sometimes the positive thing is just being there, right? Mm-hmm. You can't solve anything for somebody, right? A lot of times you can tell somebody if they're going through something, I hope, you know, I want you to get through this, but there's nothing you can really do besides just be there with them while they're going through it. And a lot of times that's what people need. Just somebody, not necessarily words. They don't necessarily need a specific saying or a handshake, whatever. They just need someone there knowing that they're not alone. And that was a lot of what Just a Motivating Dad is. And
Just a Motivating Dad. So why did you choose Just a Motivating Dad? Because I think the just doesn't do you justice. I think that you're funny, well, and you could probably make a living as a comedian if that's what you chose to do. But I think you're funny and uplifting. Why did you choose Just a Motivating Dad?
I wanted people to know that I wasn't any different than them, I think. I was sitting in my car and I was like, I'm just a guy. I'm just a dude. And I happen to have the ability to be more motivating. I've went through a lot of things in my life, gotten through a lot of things. And it's that whole idea of you can't tell everybody the rapids that they're going to go down. You can't tell them every single nook and cranny and prepare them for everything in life. But what you can do is tell them that you went through some stuff and there's some stuff coming. And to be prepared that these things are going to be difficult to get through. And that's kind of what I thought of, is I'm just a guy, I'm just a dad that wants to be motivating. And so it was, I don't know, for me, it was just trying to be as simple and straightforward as I possibly could be. And it just stuck. They're stuck. And it's, I really loved it. I've had a lot of compliments from people that say, a lot of times when you meet people outside of TikTok, they might be different, or TikTok or social media in general. You know, you meet people who look one way online, but are different. Mm. And my favorite compliment is that people, I try to say that just the motivating dad is a character, and people are like, no, that's just you. Well, it's you. which is pretty great.
I'm going to ask you some questions that I already know the answer to, but I know our listeners will be curious to know. So how much of those experiences in your life have you shared online? I mean, are you completely open? What are some of the things you've talked about?
Oh, that's a good topic. And thank you for the question again. I try my best to share as much of myself online as I can, because to me, it feels like that's what people connect with the most, right? Mm-hmm. Literally seeing just a guy, just a motivating guy, you know, just somebody doing what they do and then talking about stuff they go through. So one of the big things I went through online was leaving my job as a financial advisor. I was a fully licensed financial advisor before I left that to do more influencer type things. That was something that was really difficult to go through. Very big life change. and also there's a lot of things that have gone on in my past like that. Another one was, my dad passed away when I was very young, and it was a difficult thing to go through, because I feel I've had a lot of experiences in my life where people have left this earth a little too soon because they didn't like it here, or they didn't feel like they were, you know, they belonged.
Right.
And that's been the single biggest thing, Audra, that has been amazing about Just Motivating Dad. It's hard for me to say it out loud, but it's been over a few hundred different people have reached out and said that my video, you know, kept them here for a little longer.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, that's hard. Trying. It's just, that's what's cool to me.
Yeah.
And again, not the fact that they're in that space, but I'm able to do something and just be a voice that's there to hopefully kind of pull them out of that.
Yeah.
Life is not easy. You know, like, it's just not an easy process.
No. And, you know, we hate to sound like, you know, Debbie Downers when we talk to kids and people online and even our listeners. I don't want them to think that I think life is going to be hard for everyone, but it takes work. Marriage takes work, life parenting, you know, work takes work. And sometimes, you know, it is hard. And what do you think is possibly the most important positive message besides that about just, you know, stay with us? What is the most important thing that you think you have to share?
The best way I can explain, well, the best way I can say it is I'll try to answer it straightforward. Is I just say, I'm sorry that you're going through that. It legitimately is awful to go through. I know I've felt different ways before. I know others have as well. What I want you to know is others have been where you are, and they're no longer there. Hope is something that can fuel anyone to do anything. And to me, it's not necessarily telling people that there's hope, because you can yell at somebody till you're blue in the face that they should have hope, and they're not going to hear you. But actions speak louder than words sometimes, and just being present, being there, and honestly just responding to them sometimes, because that's somebody who responded to them.
Right.
And I think, you know, for me, the biggest thing is to never stop trying. I mean, that's I explain it a lot with baseball, you know, and that's just my own way of explaining it. But they talk about life throwing curveballs. Well, life threw sinkers at me, life threw fastballs, life threw splitters, life threw, you know, up and lower at me, like life threw a lot of things. And it's learning on when to duck, when to swing, and when to try to make contact and just get a hit. You don't have to hit a home run every time. Sometimes we got to bunt. You know what I mean? Like, that's just kind of how life is. And I think trying to help people knowing that you just keep swinging.
So,
that is what you do.
Exactly. So who motivates you? Who encourages you? Who do you turn to feel motivated and pushed to, do more, achieve more, share more?
100%, my wife and my kids. Mm. Like, there's no question there. There's plenty of people in my life who have been motivators outside of that, that I've seen or I've interacted with, or people that I see in the media that maybe you want to try to emulate or things like that. But more than anything, it's my wife and my daughters. My two daughters are my single motivation in life to be able to try to give them a life that they'll grow into productive, good humans. And I found out a long time ago that success is not necessarily, success is not tied to a monetary value. Yes, money's great, but success, it can be seen in very different ways. And my own personal success is being the very best dad and husband I can be.
Right.
I love being a part of my kids' life. And that motivates me, being able to see them do well and be support for my family. I like doing that. I love helping people. That's, as cheesy as that sounds.
No, it's not cheesy. That's not cheesy at all. I have to tell you, my husband and I worked very hard to be a very active part of our kids' lives, particularly junior high and high school, because those are such formative years that people sometimes neglect. And so I have a great deal of respect for you, you know, talking about how important it is to be a good husband and a good father. What's next for Just a Motivating Dad? What are you working on now?
Well, thank you for asking again. I just recently released a book. The book is called The Table. It's a fantasy adventure book that I wrote. Follows a 10-year-old boy by the name of Aaron who goes fishing. Basically, it's from my childhood. I wrote about a place I used to live in Texas. It's set in 90s Southwest Texas. And he goes fishing like I did pretty much every day of the summer. That's what you did in the 90s. You went outside went and fished. But I got caught up in the character gets caught in a flash flood, and he ends up in a whole new world. And it was a story that I wrote from my own want to always be, you know, the sword and the stone story for when I was younger. Sure. Always wanting to be the person that got to pull the sword from the stone or had that adventure. I wanted to give that to others. And I had always wanted to write since I was very young. I had dreams about it. In the building that's actually in the book, it's a Parsons that I used to live in. I actually remember like trying to make an autograph when I was like probably seven about what I would do if I autographed someone's book or if I wrote. I remember having like pages of them on my bed where I was like, okay, what about this? And then what about this? And they're not going to like that. And yeah, it was really cool to see that now I'm a published author. I still just have a hard time with that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's fantastic. I love that. Oh, well, we have a deep connection there, you know, the whole Parsonage thing and the Texas thing. Right. So we'll have to chat more about that. But my goodness, Will, I just can't. I knew there was something about you that just spoke to me on social media. And I saw you the other day and I thought, you know what? I'm going to get in touch with him so that we can chat on Morning Go for Coffee with Kane, because I feel like you and your book, The Table, are the kind of people and things that we need more of in the world. Will, how can someone get a copy of your book?
It's available on Amazon and pretty much any website you can get any book on. It's available out there. But if you go either to my TikTok profile or just to Amazon and type in The Table by Will Booher, B-O-O-H-E-R, it'll come up. And it's a two-book adventure, by the way.
Two book adventure. All right, then. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's right up the Mr. Kane's alley, because I'm sure he would enjoy it as well. So, well, Just a Motivating Dad on TikTok. Are you on like other socials as well? Instagram, YouTube, any of those?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on Instagram, YouTube, Twitch. I have a little bit of an X profile. I haven't dove in there too much, but I am available on most social media apps.
That's awesome. All right. Well, I will post this up on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify of Coffee with Kane. We're chatting with Will Booher, a Motivating Dad on social media. Will, thanks so much for chatting with us today.
Thank you for having me, Audra. I really, truly appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Thanks, Will. Take care. Bye-bye. What an absolutely lovely man. We get so lucky with our guests on this show. That's Coffee with Kane, and I'll post the entire interview up on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify, B104FM.com, on air for the links.